In early June, Governor Mitch Daniels proposed a 4% reduction for higher education funding. To Indiana University, that was around $20 million. With budget negotiations ever-changing and looking to go down to the wire, IU President Michael McRobbie testified in front of legislators last week to plead against the cuts the governor and others were proposing. While McRobbie says he's not sure his testimony helped result in the sparing of IU from the axe felt by so many other state-funded entities, he says he can't help but feel good about what came out of the six-month budget struggle.
Compared to some other institutions in some other states, we'll be in a somewhat better position. We've actually fared really quite well, especially in what is an extremely difficult financial climate. You've probably just heard the news, about more unemployment increasing and various other indicators suggest that we haven't really moved into full recovery yet, and the situation in the state is obviously not good. So in the circumstances, I think we've actually done really quite well.
Within the month, McRobbie will present IU's next budget to the university's trustees. Proposed tuition rates will likely come along next week. McRobbie says the university will have to continue to cut expenses university-wide to deal with rising costs in the face of flat funding.
We're going to have to take further steps to to reduce expenses because, remember, at the end of 2 years, the stimulus money goes away and we will effectively be then facing a 6% cut in our budget. But we have time to take the steps and take the measures that we need to deal with that.
IU received about $600 million in state support during the fiscal year that just ended. That's about 23% of its overall $2.7 billion budget. More than $100 million in new building projects also received funding under the new budget. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.